So we're back with Norin's Mental Health Watchtower, and we're talking about social media. It's our part three. And we were just talking about how what parents can do to help their children, especially if they are using these equipments or this social media too much that it becomes harmful. But let's take a question from a caller. John, you're on the air with Norin's Mental Health Watchtower. What's your question?
Hi, April. Yeah, my kid, he won't let his toy up. He's really attached to it, and it's really hard to get his attention away from it. What's your advice?
So here's what I'd say. Before I could really make a recommendation or suggestion, really, I'd have to know things like, how old is your child, right? That would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Two is, I've got to know, how much is it that they are really kind of fixated on using this toy?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I don't believe in precipitously just withdrawing everything. Because I think if you do that, and if they have such an incredible connection with it, and if they don't have friends, if they don't have connections outside of that,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be something, I would say, we would transition into that over a longer period of time.
I see.
Because I would also say, if you're going to withdraw something, you can't withdraw something unless you replace something. So if you say to me, what can we do to possibly, you know, stop his use or overuse, I would say, okay, what are you going to do in its place?
Mm-hmm.
And that means your time, your energy, you're doing things with them, you're
yes.
coming up with new activities that maybe you had not thought about before because, you know, look, he's doing that, and now he's defined a world for himself, and now you have to redefine the world for him, not just take the world away from him.
Wow. That's powerful.
That's
true. And most people don't think of it that way.
Well, most people don't think of children as being people. I think they
they're
think
little
of,
people.
Well, they think, yeah, but you see, what they aren't is they aren't little adults.
Right, they're not little adults.
That's the deal. So yeah. You have certain responsibilities.
Boundaries,
right,
everything.
And you have a lot of responsibilities, I think, that you would not have for an adult.
Great, great. What insightful information you have given us. We're so thankful that you came on today to talk about social media. I know you'll be back to give us an update on some of the information that we've been able to find. But if they need to get in contact with you, Dr. Lessie, they'll hear a commercial. But what's a direct phone number or a website that they can connect with you on?
Well, you know, they can go to ALESSI Center, CENTER.com.
Great.
And they'll see our website,
mm-hmm.
which goes over a broad range of topics. And then they can call the office at 734-222-6222.
That should be easy, 734-222-6222. Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We'll
sure.
be right
thank
back, everyone,
much.
And we will go on to our next segment.
Henry Swain Club. I sighed, I drop in there that night. When I got there...